Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real? Yeah. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Primo.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Jigga Man. History in the making. Let's go. I spit the murderous, my murderous shit. I keep the gangsta, the gangsta. Feel me? I spit that Brooklyn. Yo, career crook, nobody rap Brooklyn like me. Jigga Man, volume 3, I'm packed looking like me. Stop the presses, baby girls, drop your dresses. BK, lick the shot for Big Pop in heaven. Ever since I came through, niggas got the impression. Everything I drop, out of the question. Stop the guessing, it's hot, flow's proven. I pack cause my dough's moving. My whole crew up in this motherfucker. We spray corners, standing like you got a cape on you. Fine, you'll be wearing a black suit a long time. I put your crew in hard bottoms. The priest is like God's got him. He never did nothing to nobody, but them boys shot him. Brandish eyeing, outlandish buying. Bentley coupes, not bragging, just simply the truth. We all from the ghetto, only difference we go back. Back up in D&D on his Primo track. Listen, I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so gutter, ghetto girl, fall in love with me.
You know him well.
By the name of Jigga, I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. You can love me or hate me.
JC,
I'm so good, a ghetto girl, fall in love with me. Rockefeller,
lock the whole block down.
Wednesdays, I'm up to shine, cheetahs Monday night. I'm fucking with the model chicks Friday night at life. So I'm cruising in a car with this bougie bra. She said, Jigga Man, you rich, take the do-rag off. Hit a U-turn, mom dropping you back off. Front of the club, Jigga, why you do that for? Thug nigga to the end, tell a friend, bitch. Won't change for no paper, plus I've been rich. 88 been hustling, Lennon been crushing them, women been fucking them, huh? You see, I live for the love of the street. Rap to the ruggedest beats, whole closet cluttered with heat. I spit that murder, that Brooklyn shit. Furthermore, ma, we tow guns to the Grammys, pop bottles on the White House lawn. Guess I'm just the same old Sean. I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so gutter, ghetto girls fall in love with me.
You know him well.
By the name of Jigga, I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. You can love me or hate me.
JC,
I'm so good, I'm ghetto girls fall in love with me. Rockefeller,
block the whole block down.
From the M to the A, baby, RCY. So it's hard for me to let the larceny die. Niggas see me in the streets with no bodyguards. Just two big guns that'll body your squad. Cause niggas be scheming on me, probably y'all. Think Jigga's a joke, nigga? Hardy hard. Spit Brooklyn every time I bust. Radio's gotta play me, though I cuss too much. Magazine said I'm shallow, I never learned to swim. Still they put me on the cover cause I earn for them. Soon as I sell too much, watch them turn on him. Cause that seems to be the shit that I earn for them. I spit that murderous. Every time a verbalist, iller than verbal kinness or old dog in menace. I'm ill, start to finish. I rip apart contenders, I'm hot. I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so good, ghetto girls fall in love with me.
You know him well.
By the name of Jigga, I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. You can love me or hate me.
JC,
I'm so good, ghetto girls fall in love with me. Rockefeller,
block the whole block down.
I'm so gangsta, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. so gutter ghetto girls. With me,
Hold up the wall, my two-step breath, the gun in my drawers.
I ain't never been nice on my feet. I'm the only black dude in the party, okay?
Both feet left, she already feeling me, but don't know me yet.
Ooh. I might dance to a slow jam with Eva, Luisa, Maria, and Pam.
Don't even need to, that ain't what make bitches call me boo.
I will dance her straight to the room. You know I love it, I will beat up boom.
But fuck even better, my nut bust lust came every weather.
I can't do them Chris Brown moves, I'm Sunday afternoon with the classic moves.
Put on your tin boots and dress your shoe.
You can't dance in Tim.
About mitzvahs, baby showers, and wedding crash.
Baby mama asking Mimi about my actions. Dick her down now, maybe not as nasty.
I will never do the waltz in the ball, but I will drive up until I bust in my truck.
Smurfette pussy good, but can't take no dick. Her asshole stole on the 38 stitch.
See me on Dancing with the Stars. There's no need to run, ma, I ain't got stars.
We're behind marks, they're behind bars. Came home pretty near without scars.
I don't cap, I will stick out my tongue. The trash.
Scrap metal soul, got rescue, yo, ching chong wong, young gentle stroke.
So this is my jam right here.
Put on your temples and dress your troops.
Yes, you can.
The Smurf cabbage patch, that was way back when.
Last dance, last chance. Is that why you got your whole hand in my pants?
Never did the worm, didn't work. Even salsa steps did that worse.
Oh my God.
Enough dance, about to leave this club. Got a fifth at the crib and a line green girl.
Can I come?
But I could grind to a slow jam. Two steps, spin and whole hand.
Take my hand.
Control your man, see like you with a passion. Me, I'm just smashing, so hold that there.
I let you faggots moonwalk. There's potholes in New York.
You wake up in the morning with the sun in your hair. Me on the dance floor is red.
Put on your tin boots and dress your shoe.
If you dance with me,
Microphone Masters, J-Love and Star Saxon here. Star Saxon. We have a show that is going to be interesting. I want to get your review on Comic-Con, and you took that some interesting people travel with you to Comic-Con. And then also wanted to get your thoughts on a little bit of your ex-dude, Le'Veon Bell. But we also have a conversation with one and only First and Howard III that we'll be bringing you. So chop it up, call it the pen for a few minutes. But without further ado, Star Sax. So I went to Comic-Con, gosh, how long ago was it? It's probably been over 10 years ago.
Ten big ones, yeah.
Yeah, with Blaze Rock. And I really enjoyed myself. I think it gets bigger and bigger every year. I want to go out again, so maybe, hopefully, next year around this time, maybe I can roll out with you. But so talk to me. Tell me about Comic-Con and also the people that roll with you.
All right, so I'm a longtime consumer of comics. Caught my first comic book probably around 87. Been hardcore into Daredevil, Marvel Comics ever since. I started going to the comic book convention in San Diego approximately 1997. Went hard for about 12 years. And then one day I just forgot to register, thinking I'd just do it the year after that. And they went to this online shit where basically you got 1 million people trying to get 100,000 tickets. And bottom line is, 90% of the wants are asked out and 10% of the wants get the fucking hookup. After being frustrated with that, I just said, you know what? Fuck Comic-Con. I get all my information off of Twitter now anyway. But the problem is, Jay, I got kids now. They watch the superhero movies. They watch the superhero Super Squad show. And they was like, what are these cool pictures you have of all these superheroes at this giant convention center? So I was like, yo, there's this thing called Comic-Con that I used to go to all the time. But apparently, daddy ain't cool enough to get the fucking tickets no more. So they stared at me with them eyes that basically said, stop being a bitch, dad, and man the fuck up. So, like any good Batman, I called my Superman, I called my Green Lantern, I called the homies. So, yo, are we doing Comic-Con this year? It's been almost 10 years since we went. I got kids, they're like, what the fuck? So the homie said, yo, don't be a bitch, we're going this year, we're going to do it. And I'm like, all right. I'm going to get my head out of the sand. I'm going to go with the homie. I'm going to go with the kids. We're going to do this shit. I'm going to lighten my kids to a fact of life that was very important to me and put them the fuck on. So we did like any dude with no tickets would do, Jay. Where do you think I found my tickets at?
StubHub?
Nah, dude. See, when Comic-Con is shady, dude. Like, it's like harder to get into Comic-Con in Coachella, dude. I had to take it back to the OG level, dude. I had to go to the OG dirt. Nigga, I went to fucking Craigslist, dude. I went to fucking
like
Craigslist.
That. Okay.
Nigga, I went to Craigslist, dude.
Yeah,
and on Craigslist.
Yeah,
dude. I fucking found it on Craigslist. So I'm sitting up here trying to like barter with motherfuckers, wondering are they real or are they not?
Yeah.
Needless to say, I found an individual willing to sell me his ticket. Sold me two of them for an amount that shall not be disclosed. So let's just say the shit was not fucking cheap.
Right.
I meet this motherfucker in Irvine wondering, is he going to try to stiff me for my money in front of my kids? But then I was thinking, there's no way I'm going to let somebody fucking take my money and drive off without the fucking pass. So let me pull up in this little fucking cul-de-sac right here in front of Buffalo Wild Wings. Let me pull up in right here. I'm going to have this dude stay in the handicap parking spot right here. And I'm going to park my car at 45 degree angle so the motherfucker can't get out. You feel me? Because these hand-to-hands can get in real bad with Craigslist. These motherfuckers be crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the drop went well. I scored the passes. The next day, I hit up Comic-Con. Jack got there at 9:30 in the morning, dude. There's a motherfucking line around the fucking convention center at 9:30 in the goddamn morning on a Saturday for a fucking convention that started on a Wednesday.
I believe it. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people, dude?
Yeah.
So, me and my boy snuck in the back. Alright? We found ourselves in the professionals entrance. And lo and behold, we looked down at our badge and it said professional. Meaning that we had a table. Okay. I didn't take the time to do the fucking registration for the kids. So I guess kids are free, but they're supposed to get like a kid's pass. So if the kid's lost, they can like zap the barcode and match you to the lost parent. I went old school, Jay. Straight up again. We stopped off at Big Five Sporting Goods, bought two whistles. I looked at the kids like, yo, if you get lost, blow the whistle. I'm going to find you. Just blow it as loud as you can and say, daddy, daddy, daddy. They was like, I got you. So we was walking around the floor, dude, with no passes for the kids. And then security looks at us like, yo, your kids need to have passes. I'm like, what are you going to do, throw me out? You know, throw me out in front of my kids? We don't have passes. We got whistles. We don't need no fucking passes. I watch after my kids. I'm not going to lose my kids because I was knee-deep in buying X-Men 266 in a very good condition. So where'd your kids go? I don't know. But I got the first appearance of Gambit, and, like, I don't got no kids no more. It's not going to happen, man. My kids got the whistle. The shit is all good. So, again, the crowds are crazy. I noticed a significant amount of grown-ups with no bitches and no kids. To the contrary, when I used to go, there'd be some nerds with their nerd boyfriends and their nerd girlfriends holding hand in hand, nerd the fuck out. Nah, dude, it's 2019, Jay. These nerds, they get no pussy, dude. These nerds, they don't get no dick. but they love dressing up as characters that don't got shit to do with fucking comic books. I didn't see no Wolverines. I didn't see no Phoenixes.
Right.
I didn't see no Cyclopses. I saw a shitload of Game of Thrones. I saw a whole bunch of Breaking Bads.
Right.
I saw a whole bunch of Stranger Things. A few Miles Morales, I'll give you that. But the fucking movie just dropped, dude, so that's like overreaction. I saw a bunch of Mysterios, overreaction. Saw a bunch of Spider-Man, overreaction. Jay, what's the biggest movie of the year?
Avengers.
I didn't see one goddamn Captain America. I didn't see one motherfucking Iron Man. I didn't see no Thors.
Interesting.
Then I realized something. I realized why I stopped going to the con, Jay. This shit is not about comic books. The floor space dedicated to selling and trading comic books just keeps getting smaller and smaller. When you walk up there, they look pathetic, dude. They look sad. They look like they realized showing up here at like $10,000 or $5,000 a booth was the biggest waste of fucking money. And there's no reason for them to be there because they could get them units off on their webpage. Like, when you walk up there, dude, it's sad, dude. It's sad. This motherfucker had a case. They had Avengers 1, X-Men 1, Daredevil 1, Tales of Suspense 39, first Iron Man in the fucking gray suit. You know what I mean? He had the Hulk 181 with the fucking first Wolverine. You know, he had all the key books, you know? He had the Iron Man 55, the first Thanos and Drax the Destroyer. He had all this stuff out. Nobody gave a fuck, Jay. Nobody gave a fuck.
Damn.
Nobody gave a fuck, Jay. But then this bitch walked by dressed like Arya with needle in her hand, and she was getting props. I was like, oh my God, dude.
They had to be thinking, what part of the game is this?
Dude, they just straight stole the game from the comic book people. Then back in the day, you know, well, I don't want to find some old motherfucker on some back in the day shit, Jay. You know, this back in the day, yeah, it's 10 years ago, but I ain't trying to go like harken back to 40 years ago. I'm going back to basically the point when the Marvel movie started taking off. Prior to the release of Avengers 1, you had motherfuckers with backpacks full of comic books and poster tubes and shit, and they'd sit on the floor after they got their haul in the main thoroughfare of the fucking San Diego Convention Center. They're sitting down there reading their books and having a good time, right?
Right.
Jay, my kids tried 3 times to sit down on the ground and play with a toy they got from the convention. Security's like, yo, you can't sit down here, yo. You got to keep it moving. I'm like, moving the fucking what? I've been walking for 4 hours. Let a nigga sit the fuck down. The whole thing has nothing to do with comic books. We get that. But now they want you to pick up free shit or buy shit, and then they don't let you sit down to consume this shit. It's like, get your shit. What did he say? What did the old Ice Cube say? Nigga, get your motherfucking shit, get your French fries, get your car, get the fuck out. Remember that shit?
Yes, I do.
Robbing the motherfuckers them Nissan trucks right up in the drive-thru. They was like, yo, get your shit and get the fuck out because there's 60,000 nerds trying to take your spot. You can't stay here. You can just consume here. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, so then we drifted outside. Oh, yo, my kids was like, Daddy, we got here at 9:30. It's 1 o'clock. I'm hungry. I was like, all right, let's go find a little like food court. I can just fill you up with something real fast before we hit downtown San Diego up and get a real meal. So we go to a little food cafe, right? I was like, all right, I'm going to break you off like a hot dog, a bag of chips, some fruit, and some water. They're like, all right, cool. I tell my boy, yo, I'll be right back. I snapped my fingers, dude. I was back in a nanosecond. He was like, God damn, what'd you do, steal the food? I'm like, dude, these nerds ain't trying to eat nothing. There wasn't nobody in the fucking food line. They're cosplaying. They ain't trying to eat.
Wow.
Dude, the food line's the shortest fuck, dude. Like, these motherfuckers have got their fucking PlayStation views and their Xboxes and their Switches. They are in another fucking world, dude. And they don't need to eat. They don't need to fuck. They don't need to have physical contact with any sentient carbon species called humanity. They don't need it. They just need to dress the fuck up, dude. And it's some sad shit. Like, they don't even read comic books. And reading graphic novels that are a compendium, but singular issues of comic books, That shit don't fucking count. It don't count. Ask me why, Jay.
Why is that?
Because the graphic novels ain't never gonna be worth no fucking money, dude. Now, reading the comic book is fun, but it's also fun to know that you read the first appearance of, I don't know, Bishop from the X-Men. It was a great story. His two homies got murked the second part of the story, but you still sitting on that X-Men 271, right? First Bishop, I'm sorry, 281, you sitting on it. Now all of a sudden that shit went from $1.50 to being like a $40, $50 book, and you can get that shit off on eBay. So these graphic novel compendiums, that's just laziness, dude. That shit just, that's like buying like a greatest hits of NWA and the shit ain't got shit out of content on it. It's just off. So then we try to go do downtown San Diego, which is basically like a clusterfuck of madness. You got an obstacle course set up by the makers of Walking Dead. We're supposed to avoid some zombies and like rescue somebody at the end. I don't have time for obstacle courses, Jay. I got two kids. So who the fuck you think was in that line? You got this Batman virtual reality set up where you get to wear like these VR goggles and do that little like indoor skydiving shit. So it kind of simulates Batman gliding through Gotham.
Yeah.
That shit was dope. 2-hour line. Couldn't fuck with it, Jay. Guess
sure,
why?
Hell. You got kids.
I got kids. Yeah. I ain't got time for so. And then lastly, dude, we went to the Marvel table in the convention center. And they had this little stack of like 10 free comic books. And they had like, it wasn't like 10 free comic books and that's it. It was like 100 copies of one book times 10 different books. They had stacks and stacks and boxes on the ground. They came equipped to give out free shit. So my daughter can read now. So she's like, Daddy, look, the sign says free comic. I'm like, all right, let's go over there and get them. And so I said, hey, tell the lady that you're interested in getting some free comics. And she said, hey, I'd like some free comics. And so the vendor lady from Marvel Comics says, so what would you like? And I go, tell her all of them, because I like to read. So my daughter's like, all of them, because I like to read. She's like, great. And the thing was, the energy in this woman's eyes on the other side of the table, recognizing that I brought a kid who A, likes to read, and B, likes to read comics, and C, look, knows the fucking characters. Each one, teach one, we getting this shit generational. Let me break this little girl off with these 10 fucking comics. So she goes, she takes one off of each of the top of the pile, so there's 10 different comics. She's got this stack of comics. She extends it out to give it to my daughter, and this bitch-ass fucking comic book nerd takes that shit and then runs off.
Are you serious?
Hey, dude, I'm gonna punch that motherfucker right in the face. Just off GP, dude. Just off general principle. See, I wasn't flexing like that. I wasn't gonna do it because I realized there's like 99 copies of each other book, dude. Just wait in the fucking line, homie.
Yeah.
Just wait. Wow. And there wasn't no line. He just stole my daughter's shit and bounced. I was like, these motherfucking nerds, dude. So the lady looked at him, and she had this like fury in her eye because, you know, it was like girl power. A woman is giving a little girl a comic book. Like, yo, I like this shit, and I see a little bit of you and me. Read this little comic book, little girl. And he ruined that woman's moment. So then she hooked my daughter with a little bit more shit on the side. And I said, thank you, man. I appreciate it. These fucking nerds. And just rolled my eyes. And she laughed and smiled, and then we walked off.
Sure.
So here's what I realized, Jay. I probably will go back to Comic-Con again next year. But I'm going to have a day set up for just my kids, dude. And I'm going to go through there as happy dad. I'm going to be happy dad. But I'm going to get the 4-day pass next year. And for them other 3 days, I'm going to be straight nigga. I dare you to fucking cut in front of me with some punk shit. I'm shoving nerds next year, dude. I'm shoving them. I'm putting the fucking elbow in the solar plexus. I'm giving nigga stare downs. Because I can't do it, man. I can't do it. It's like, grow the fuck up, man. You know what I mean? I'm one of you. But it's like, come on, at a certain point, dude. At a certain point, we get the little frosting on our mustaches a little bit. You know, we get a little bit of a pot belly from all the crap here. We become grown-ass fucking men who like comic books. Not old-ass little kids. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now, dude. I don't have time for these cosplay, furry, dress up as a fucking munchie chi motherfuckers, dude, when I'm walking around my kids. This shit look weird, Jay. It just look a little fucking weird. That's my report, man.
Let's get into a few songs. We're going to come back with a conversation for first and now the third. He has a project, a mixtape project of sorts with Sadat. So we talked about that a little bit. So we're going to come back with a conversation with Sadat, with Thurston Allen III about his new project. And then, of course, we're going to get the last words. And I gave Thurston actually a little bit of a topic to Le'Veon Bell when he starts on it. So we'll see how that goes. So you listen to Microphone Masters on DubDNA.com.
The weak. This is where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see
on the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see
on the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see. Cut my teeth.
I used to switch graffiti tips on cans with both hands, no chance. I knew they couldn't stop this rush. Our bus bench was a stop and they ain't stopping the bus. I caught the fever. At 16 I copped the beater. Now it's me against the world sitting my own two-seater. I drove slow on roads that lead freedom. What I believe in, known that I believe in. Let me jump up the timeline to current events. I went around the world twice on the war tours. It never ends. Mike Will did, but others didn't make it. Others still hungry, so the others gonna take it. Shit is basic when you put it in the pot and let it simmer. Like the sun been setting later in the summer than the winter. Where I'm from, I keep the oven sizzling. I cut my teeth at Venice Beach and hit my peoples with some other wisdom.
The strong prey upon the weak. This is where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see on these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see on these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see. Cut my teeth.
I learned a nickel cost more than a dime before I learned to rhyme. Crenshaw and Venice, St. Charles is more specific. The Pico and Fairfax, Ethiopian district. Everything changes, noticing both of them look different. I can think back, though life goes on, so keep living. Didn't step to OGs on the block to seek wisdom or I be gripping. But they teach the street system, street soldiers and street politicians. I keep listening. Smoking in the homie's rental, blazing instrumental. Something like a steel elephant trunk came through the window. Eyes traced the barrel to a friendly face. Broke the blunt, gave us back the lit half and kept dipping. Had that beast cruiser whipping, then stopped. He turned around, came back and told me it's a war zone, go home. Draw something, matter of fact, write something raw for me. Call you tomorrow, it was the last time that I saw him. But I took it as a sign, standing at the crossroads. Saw a different world was mine, it was with me all the time. Appreciative, never satisfied, inspired to climb. Eyes wide, mid-city lit that fire inside. Let's go.
Strong prey upon the weak. This is where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see
on the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see on these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see. Cut my teeth.
Afford another drink, so I went up to the bar, stole a bottle. Watch me slide through the crowded place and chill backstage. Anybody act strange, smack him with the black gauge. I flow smooth to this. Why you don't even know how to move to this? But it's the beat, nah, deep. You don't have to prove shit. Anything we drop is the shit. Certified blazing, hitting honeys like Mary Jason. Less than 7 days at the holidays and after each show. The telly's like a peep show. Doggy Steelo is how we hit each hole. If I don't catch you now, I'ma get you next door. Shorty looking like she wants to explore. Shorty looking like she wanna have sex raw. Shorty looking like enough of that. Enough dollars, they see none of that. You don't gotta ride home, call your mother back. It's like that. Follow the rules, and later you can swallow the jewels. Brag it to your girlfriends how you sucked it. And I fucked it in a mini chopper.
And she just wanna have fun like Cyndi Lauper?
It's the niggas that you play, it's hate to see. You know they run up in your girlfriend, 1, 2, 3. It's the nuts. It's the nuts. In the crib, in the club, in the SUV. It's the shit you wanna hear every place you be. It's the nuts. It's the nuts.
What? 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 you wanna bet? I get as close as I wanna get. Anybody get touched, see if I'm a threat. Catch me in the club, sitting in the shadows. Bottle of JD, surrounded by some bad hoes. Treat them bitches like body armor. If there's beef in the club, I'm shooting right through your body, mama. Why everybody hates so much? It's real out here, but I could only take so much. I'm everything you love and hate. You mad, you the only one that's fake. You mad, you the only one that's fake.
Niggas that you play is hate to see. You know they run up in your girlfriend. 1, 2, 3. It's the nuts. It's the nuts. In the crib, in the club, in the SUV. It's the sh you wanna hear every place you be. It's the nuts. It's the nuts.
What it is, what it is. Can I touch this up and spit drone like all my addicts? Can I drug this up? Drip flow that be sporadic, strictly bombs and such. How much for these fanatics? Want the dawn in the gut, gone the clutch. Watch, had these chickens jumping double like ducks. And then watch, I had these niggas fucking ducking the truck. Watch the drive, I'ma keep you cats on your toes. Hey yo, fuck the gunplay, just some niggas and hoes. On some party and shit, Lottie Dottie and shit. My niggas slip the clip, my lady slip the dick. And that's it, now the party go. Cardio Bastio, ceremony master road. To keep that factual, keep that 100 nuts bustin' whatever, yo. Show off the hook, you crooks to stand shook. Blow you niggas to bits, give you witches to fit. Strictly kick the hits, on and on and shit. Like what?
It's the niggas that you play is hate to see. You know they run up in your girlfriend. 1, 2, 3. It's the nuts. It's the nuts. In the crib, in the club, in the SUV. It's the sh you wanna hear every place you be. It's the nuts.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is the Waterproof MC, better known as Raz Kaz, and you are now tuned into Microphone Masters, only on dubcnn.com. Yeah, bitch.
This is serious, the craziest. Bust bullet holes on the jocks. I want the number one spot. With the science, I'm a giant. New York defiant. Brutal like domestic violence. Silence of the lambs. A trio when I slammed it. Program the dams. The revenge is about rammed it. I'm a cone with shit. Silly as all carny. And my daddy tripleizes. More kids than Barney. Remedy for stress. There's 3 bags of cess. A day in my rest. Playing chess. Yes. I thought we sneaky like a crook from Brooklyn. When you ain't looking, I take the queen with the rook then. I get vexed. Playing fat tracks with Amplex. Skull getting drunk over triple X. Valentine, I got more love than Valentine. The violent mind, I blast with a solid 9.
My hands in the stores, they cut the mic's life support short. Grain gets stained like tablecloths when I let off. Powerful poetry, bush blast, the point and overturn. Leaving mics with third degree burns like the atom. I grip your style like a spasm. Track them through the mud, then I bag them. But screaming hardcore, hip hop drips out my pores and I be raw. 4 score plus 7 more. I strike like a bowling ball, holding your hostage like jail. Electrifying like the third rail. Beats to smash with paragraphs of ruckus. Wu-Tang!
That ain't nothing to fuck with. Hot time, summer in the city. My people represent, get busy. The heat seeker, on a mission from Hell's Kitchen. I get sin where I'm fitsin' for head touching. Listen, enemy, it's the industry, got me flippin'. I don't give a fuck, tell that bitch and a nigga. I'm killing, sniping, catching murder cases. Desert storming, I be searching for oasis. As I run a mile with the racers, pulling swords, hit the billboard with a bullet. Peace to the number 7. Everybody else, get the phone 9-3-11.
I don't know what's going on. If you can take us there.
Yo, watch me bang that headpiece, there's no survivor. My flow lights up the block like a homicidal murder. Underground beef for the burger, PLO, criminal thoughts you never heard of. I switch, the city never sleeps, life's a bitch, I sick. Running through bitches like Emmitt Smith, caution. Niggas best to be careful crossing the street before they end up laying in the coffin. Don't sleep, niggas tend to forget, however, peep this. My nigga caseless forever.
What evil lurks in the heart of men? It be the shadow, street life flowing again. I had a plot, schemed, I knew for sure. Only one kick would knock the hinges off the door. The dread shot the jet, Sabrina at his neck. 13 pounds on the table plus a check. Just when I said where the fuck's the cream, another dread came out the kitchen with the M16. He tried to cock it, blast these shots like rockets. Crushed his collarbone, ripped his arm out the socket. My move for the table was swift, I got my hostage.
That nigga tried to stab you, girl,
but I dodged it. Nigga said Carlton, you said ill motherfucker, cause I made it look like they both killed each other. And I'm out.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
You can, boys and girls. I'm your teacher for the day. Already the rugged man. I brought some other teachers with me. Thurston Howell the third, and one and only Sadat X. Always listen to your teachers, kids. Well, not all teachers, because a lot of them are bullshit.
I got a fat girl with one leg, knock her down, make her beg. She want nice, I'll call Greg. Some be brought name a peg. Mr. Chin, the Mexican, the African, Muhammad. Teen the fiend who stole my green. Damn, I stepped in vomit. Jerry swallowed comic, drank the great Kool-Aid. Said he was police, but he was really school-aid. Mr. Kincaid was recently awoken. Came outside half-fried and asked for a token. Mary heartbroken cause she strung out on Rick. But she don't understand that Rick tape dick. Teddy Hick from Mississippi moved into the hood. He don't want no fancy check, I want a ghetto Megan good. He got a mega good, she be out in the rain. Tom took a computer course, he swings the brain. Pull him in the spring, she's a neighborhood drain. Ramel though he do sell his good, Miss Lane.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
What?
In your neighborhood?
What?
From the Brooklyn borough where the gun smoke settles. No hugs, no hellos, drug zone ghettos. Ginger Roger Marsha came looking for a condo. Real estate great, introduced her to my uncle. Big building, many floors, elevator included. Keeping it hissy, part of the blueprint. Lady on the first floor looking out her window. Her son's a crackhead and his mama's a widow. Train station up the block, bunch of cops standing. Three white, two black, and one Spanish. Corner store's crowded, so is public housing. Got a cheese line gang with powder milk powers. My neighbors might be crazy, but they mind their own business. Pay your rent, friends, then fuck the finest bitches. Recycle twice a week, trash on Thursday. Always glad to meet you, yes, my name is Thursday.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
What?
In your neighborhood?
What?
In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood?
Who?
The people that you meet each day. Who are the people in your neighborhood?
What?
In your neighborhood?
What?
In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood?
Who?
The people that you meet each day.
Yo, One Eye Jay got his eyeball missing. The legendary Curtis Blow at the church preaching the Christian religion. Long Island Hockey Thomas, keep it real, yeah. He once took a handicapped chick to the prom and fucked her in a wheelchair. Tommy Trucker always running through traffic with weapons. Poking roadkill with a stick, flicking kids with rabbit intestines. My white lines tie a baby like free bases. I'm up on them Harlem blocks, home of Frankie Lyman and the teenagers. Get the most overweight hookers singing and pumping the choruses. I'm like the Nook of the North in the Arctic hunting for walruses. Bootleg Billy always keep his knife sharp and Betty Blue above. Me left a tub running and flooded my apartment. I spray clips through the cat daddy with that fat titty cape bitch. But my version is X-rated like that cat named Fritz. My block hip hop for sure. Just look at Grandmaster Caz by the Big L mural doing his hip hop tour. Come on.
Microphone Masters, J-Love here with legend in the game, Personnel the Third. This is our second time kind of linking up with the man. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Always grinding, man, you know?
I see you on your social media. I do see you grinding and doing things. So I know it's been about a year since we last linked up. I know you're chopping up with a lot of people, but where has hip hop taken you over the last maybe even two or three months? Where have you been, man? Where you been traveling to?
I mean, I've been home a lot, man, creating right now, you know?
Okay.
So that's where I'm really at. I'm in my realm of creation. I'm focusing on a lot of different films and things. So, you know, just putting them all together. So I'm in my layer, absorbing my skill and, you know, going into my writing zone.
Okay. One of the things I know, speaking of new material, you got a new project slash kind of mixtape that you have with Sadat X. Some people that aren't as familiar with you and Sadat might think it's an odd pairing, but y'all go back from the old school days.
I mean, you know, we go back from Brand Nubian, man. Just me really being a fan of Brand Nubian and all that. You know, I always had mad love and respect for everything Brand Nubian represented. And, you know, the skills on the mic and all that. I followed them everywhere, you know, concerts, shows, all through New York City. You know, so, you know, it was a big honor for me to start working with Sadat and, you know, having them in the Low Life family and all that too as well.
Yeah. So I know the project is called Gods and Generals, kind of some material that you previously released material and some new stuff. What was the process like recording? You know each other. I don't know if it's different when you know somebody. You might do a song every once in a while, but to do a project together, is it a different way that you attack it and approach it?
Nah, I mean, like, you know, me and Sadat, we workhorses, man, so every time we get in the lab, these are 5-10 minute songs, man. They don't be taking no time at all. Everybody writes fast and, you know, works fast. Like, you know, we freestylers as well. You could come up with the song, you know, the whole concept just hearing the beat one time. So Sadat, he works really fast and so do I. So it's not like, it's like half of the songs is done in the same day type of thing, you know?
Yeah. Right, man. So with this, and I know the project is digital only release, is how do you feel about it? Is able to be able to get stuff quicker to the listener, to your public, to your fans and all that stuff, but it takes away from having that tangible product. Do you feel something consistent with that, or is it just, you gotta just roll with the punches and that's the way the game is these days?
I mean, it is what it is, man. I can't complain, man. You know, that's the only reason I have a lane myself, you know. I never had a machine or anything behind me giving me a push. So the fact that the game is where it's at, everything is social media, internet, and, you know, it gave a lot of people a lane and a lifeline, man, to do what they want to do without worrying about the labels and who's going to put you out and all that, you know. So I'm more grateful than anything else for being able to have had that.
Man, you mentioned working on a lot of different stuff. You mentioned the movie. So what's, you know, so where are you at in the stages of that? Writing, directing, what's your process?
You know, I wear all the hats in production, man. I write, I direct, I produce. You know, I work with a team. You know, my brother Low Box Low, I work with Mr. Romper Walker a lot. I work with Jokes, you know, different directors who we collaborated, but you know, I'm responsible for almost all my music videos that you see out there as far as the production, you know, the concepts and being the production coordinator as well, you know. Like, I go hard by. I don't know if you've seen my new Kung Fu flick we dropped at the beginning of the year. The General Law and the Legend of the Low Palm is on YouTube. But, you know, I take it seriously, man, every little detail and things like that. So I go hard body with it, man. We got a lot more short films and, you know, music video collabos and things like that you're going to be seeing.
I like that, man. When it comes to, with all that stuff, when you come to short films and all that stuff, what's the most challenging thing, if anything, when it comes to a short film, a movie, or whatever? What's the most challenging part of the process?
I mean, the time. Time is always the challenge. You know, meeting deadlines and trying to get a lot of things done by certain dates, and working with certain budgets. So time is always the biggest factor. So if you really know how to coordinate that time, you'll be able to pull off a lot of stuff, man. It's all about the pre-production, you know, getting it ready, man, prepping your shoots, having everything locked in before them dates. Don't try to come up with the ideas on the spot, even though we can, but the more prep you go in there, the more prepared you are, the more you're going to get out of your productions.
Here on Microphone Masters. So again, the project is called Guys and Generals. How often, I know you know, in the creative mode, in the creative process, how often are you hitting the stage and performing, or is it just more doing, just releasing music and really being behind the camera and doing, wearing all the other type of hats that you wear?
Yeah, you know, I try to balance everything out. So, you know, then there's times when, you know, I'm out there performing, running around when things are lined up. I take breaks for that, same way I take breaks for video mode, album mode, so I try to balance out the time. But yeah, I'm always available too, so you know, if you're trying to book Dustin Howell in your town or your city, holler, you know, I take on those shows.
That's what's up, that's what's up. So let folks know how they can, you know, follow you on social media, where they can get your music, because I know you guys, I mean, your catalog is extensive, so yeah, they can get all your stuff, let them know.
Yeah, you could go to ThurstonHowellIII.com. You know what I mean? They got merch there, got all the DVDs, there's different CDs, albums, the USB, got the whole catalog on it for those interested, you know, low life merchandise and things like that. And check out my channel on YouTube, same name, Thurston Howell III on YouTube, same for Instagram. All my social media is the same. My Facebook is Victor Thurston Howell de Jesus. I mean, hit me up for whatever. I'm just trying to keep feeding hip hop, keeping it alive, and, you know, doing what I can do in my way.
That's what's up. That's the one and only Thurston Howell III on Microphone Master. So, you know, we're going to get into some music, and of course, we're going to get into a couple joints from the Sadat X Thurston Howell III project. And you are listening to Microphone Masters.
Yeah.
Understand. Yeah. Understand. Yeah. Understand, what is God? God is the original man.
Peace.
What is a general? General leads.
Thurston Howell.
That's right. The first bullet. Y'all gonna know. Two L's.
Then I know.
Right, here we go, Thurs. Unleashing this for the world. Gods and generals. You better be ready for it. Think they ready for it, Thurs? We're going worldwide with this one. Gods and generals. Irons and minerals. Gods and generals, irons and minerals. Gods and generals, irons and minerals. Interviews, funerals, you walking with the apes, yeah. Ain't no superhero, ain't fucking with no capes. And my wine is the drapes, they got you all drunk. You standing too close, nigga, to my low trunk. Got head from a fat girl, then went to war. And Jim, I did call, we need a low tour. They gon' see the brochure. Take him to the snake pit, niggas can't take shit. The generals eat, a Brownsville street, street, Miami Heat. A Brownsville street, street, Miami Heat. The framework's the same work that got the God here. I'm in the free type, ain't walking nobody's gear. Thought I'd be a cavalier, but I ain't go too far. What I throw at y'all is always good food. You gon' give me respect, my nigga, I stress that dude. You gon' give me respect, I stress that dude.
Yo, what's good? What's going on? This is Precise Politics, Brooklyn Stand Up, and you are listening to Microphone Masters right now, man. Chilling with my man, Jay Love. Jay Love, thank you for the plug, man. Microphone Masters, keep it locked with the hip-hop list.
Both passports is good, so we got hop on that bird. We up out of here.
Yo, enough respect to Black Moon, the whole boot camp clique. Just paying homage, and I got some friends with me. Check it out.
Thurston Howell III, Complex, Sadat X.
1, 2 years, it's your boy Dottie O, Dot X.
Put up colors, low. Suckers wanna poke, big dots don't float. R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R
Enough respect to Black Moon, the whole boot camp click. Just paying homage. And I got some friends with me, check it out.
Thurston Howell III, Complex, Sadat X.
1, 2 years, it's your boy Dottie O, got X.
Put up colors, low, low, low. Suckers wanna poke, big yachts don't float. RL paddles, stars and statues, scribble in the middle. Coke and cashew, my collection, reflection of time and travel. Cross flag hats, can't find them brand new. Bully on the F with the Indian head. Make case with semi-polo friends. Unis, rugby,
niggas can't touch me.
The ski vest, stay on puffy. Wallets and dollars from Ralphie Mansion. Stadium high, I'm proudly handsome. Leather envelope, the devil and the pope. On eBay trades, bidding on my robe. Did it on my own, sitting on my throne. Shitting on your senseless mentions about the low.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, and Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
However, I stay put down.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Always Thurston low, so you gotta get by. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Always Thurston low, so you gotta get with me. P-Wing, P-Bear, Cookie, and Crest. On up to today with the American Bag Fest. We used to rock Guess and Benetton too. Take it back to Lauren Taylor where I broke my ankle.
Damn.
Sales lady said you need some help? No thank you. Bed sheets, robes, Pants, RL. Love and loyalty to back live, Thurston Biz, High, Slow, Big Boo, and whoever else I miss. I even got low on the wrist, ask the wife. It's the difference between being a low head and low life. Good dudes fell in pursuit of the L. We used to smash Macy's home team, Nurishel. I seen the number swell. Is it a good thing? I got to ask Prince, he's the layout king.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low? Complex of dot, and Thurston Howell, now you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
However, I stay total down to the stop.
Yo, I'm the rugged operator like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stick up kids lurking in front of the bodega. Scheming on your jacket with the stadium plates. You either run it or get left with your cranium scraped. Laying in a pool of blood just waiting for Jake. Now you got the paramedics contemplating your fate. You see, everybody wanna be fresh to death, but sometimes looking fresh could be the cause of your death. That's why I keep a box cutter in my high tech jacket. Size 11 pair of New Balances to match it. The other day I found myself in a pickle. This clown stepped to me and said,
"You run that polo scribble."
I quickly reached in my pocket and pulled out a blade. I guess he likes scribbles, so I put one on his face. So, who got the low? That's a rhetorical question. This shit right here is like a historical lesson. Never half stepping, I come right in exact. Making power moves like the ski man on my back. Always keep some fresh gear, never see me with no busted low. And I'ma let you know.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
Brooklyn, Queens, and Uptown got the low.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
San Diego, LA, and the Bay got the low.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
Chi-Town, ATL, and Miami got the low.
Who got the low? Who got the low?
New Jersey, Philly, and DC got the low.
However, I stay total down to the stops. 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 To the stops. To the stops.
Yeah, Complex was good.
Yo, what's up, Thurst?
You already know, Brownsville's in the building.
Yo, peace to Dot.
Complex, what it is?
Hey, yo, to Dot, why you like rockin' low so much?
I like to rock low because it's that classic look, man, that never go out of style. I look good in low.
I know what you mean, but yo, Thurston, man, tell these dudes about your collection.
You know about my collection already. I ain't gotta talk about it. I ain't gotta say much. You know what I mean? We got that low, man.
That low way of life. That low life.
Polo down to the side.
This feeling's a function. So step to this.
And to Adris boys to do this.
Doors open, office summit.
Yo, Pete, I think you're in there, man. She was seated, legs long and slim.
Oval office open, select begin. Push my point across firmly.
Court proposal,
Prime Minister, serve me, surely. I serve you in motion, the doors open wider. Coasting.
Secretary said for search online too. Yo, put him on hold.
The meeting.
summit rolls. I did veto presidential pardon. Let me geo.
Lunch for can't fillet a soul with tongue.
Oval Office work is never done.
Never done.
Diplomat, Oval Office ain't nothing but a boot mag.
Close to close, but Pete freaked it anyway.
Sir said,
Mom, let's do the feet of hard way.
And acting like we're knocking.
Boots! The office cluttered with the sex check suit. Deployed missiles of the MX variety.
Smoking spasm of invasion and sodomy.
I released my rebel, Deion Swan ceased in the Oval Office.
Finally, peace motions carried out, played a like president.
What's the Oval Office?
A permanent resident.
Meeting of the mind as well as the pelvis.
Ayo, Bush!
Rowdy like Elvis.
Microphone Masters, DoveCNN.com, J-Love and Star Saxon here, so shout out to Thurston Howard III for stopping through. And Star Saxon, this gentleman you might have a little bit of an interest in, Le'Veon Bell, so this is that part of the show that we call Last Word, and of course you can take us wherever you want to go, but I thought it's interesting to me. He's just the latest, I guess, to have to go through this. You know, maybe some of it's self-inflicted, I want to get your thoughts, but we've all heard that. What are you doing playing video games when you make $13 million a year playing insert sport here? You should be doing that. You should be practicing that sport instead of spending time with your kids or instead of being at a restaurant. I don't care that you're at a restaurant. That type of stuff. So he kind of clapped back in a way this week. But I don't know. Does he bear some responsibility? Because so much of his life he decided to put on social media, or should fans just chill out and say, yeah, okay, if you wanna rap, if you wanna build a farm, if you wanna work on automobiles, whatever during your time when you're not at work, you should be able to separate the two. What are your thoughts, Star Saxon?
Look, Le'Veon took the check, right? He left my beloved Steelers for less money to take the check with the New York Jets. And upon arriving to New York, or actually, it was like East Rutherford, New Jersey. Where the fuck do they practice? Because it ain't New York, it's like New Jersey. Let's go there. Yeah. Right? Indicator number one. He gets there, and he meets the Jets fan base, and he starts to gain a quick understanding of what it's like to leave a winning culture to a losing culture.
Okay.
And it comes down to this. Losing cultures have a fan base that are waiting for a savior. Dare I say a Captain Save-A-Ho. Captain Save-A fan.
Yeah.
And the Jets got that, or so they think, in Le'Veon Bell. They have their savior. The Steelers believe, basically, that organizational leaderships, the institutionalization, if you will, use a big word, of the process of practice and practice and practice translating onto the field translates to success. We got a system. We don't have a player in Pittsburgh. The Jets have had players, even Curtis Martin, great player from Pittsburgh. They've had players, but they don't have a winning system at the organizational level. So the fans have suffered since Namath. All right? And the fans have suffered so long, they now have a mental condition where they're looking for a savior in the form of one player. But you are not going to win a Super Bowl with one player. It's an organizational system that gets you to the promised land. That system has the ability to select quality players. The Jets fan base suffers from that delusion of looking for a savior. And it comes out at times when they say something like, "You're not dedicated solely to the game. You need to be focused solely on football." Don't these things sound like things that coaches say when they're beefing with their talented player and they're quote-unquote underperforming and they're not winning enough games like they should be?
Very much so.
Yeah, exactly. You don't hear that from the Patriots. This fool Le'Veon Bell made like 3 rap albums with the Steelers. Niggas wasn't tripping. Niggas was not tripping. He was jet skiing with the Steelers like, "I'm going to be back November 1st. We was mad that he wasn't there, but we didn't say he wasn't committed. This was all about money, right? He been with the Jets. Training camp ain't even open yet. It opened like this weekend. Now, yo, he don't seem committed. So I'm just like, all right, that's a Jets fan for you. That's a Jets fan for you. It's okay, though, because that Jets fan's going to jet, right? That's what they do. Right? They're 9-6. They get the wild card. They can't claim the division because Brady ain't going to die. He's immortal. They play the Chargers in round 1 in San Diego. They win by a field goal. Then they lose to Pittsburgh in round 2 or Baltimore in round 2 or the Patriots in round 2. That's their legacy, dude. It starts at the top. And Le'Veon Bell is finding that out. Like he said, dude, you work at Walmart, and I caught that dig, too. You work at Walmart 9 to 5. You ain't talking about Walmart shit at 5:30, right?
Right.
Hey, dude. He wanted to go to New York, dude. He got New York fans, man. Them motherfuckers are insecure as hell. They insecure as hell, dude. They insecure as hell. And he's starting to see it. Now, I mean, he ain't going to go nowhere. He just got to deal with it. Sometimes you get what you wish for, man. 8 in the box.
And on that note, we got to see something. That was classic, 8 in the box. So on behalf of Star Sacks and Will, say again, thanks to Thurston Allen III for stopping through. We do this every week. On behalf of Star Sacks and I am Jay Love. Hit us up. Hit us up, jlovemusic.com. And soon, Star Sacks will be bringing back the certain .com site, and we'll debut that very soon. He's working on it.
So yes.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon. But we'll catch y'all next time. Make sure you follow Star Saxon on Twitter at Star Saxon, StarSaxxon. Follow me at Javon Love, and you can follow us at Mike Masters Radio.
From Iraq to Kuwait, world up, that's the station. Regulation, CNN, Channel 10, once again, walk. T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop, me and you, you got me, I got me. T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop, me and you, you got me, I got me. Yo, niggas try to shit on me and make history, supposedly. I was the man that was supposed to be the head of the clique. Lips sealed, no niggas snitch. On my thigh, I smoke bogey, swore like Shinobi. Shoot up your block to make you know me. You ain't ready yet, slow down and recollect. Stay in the car, I start for law, body set. Yo, Allah who act, Paul, look Paul, now I'm set. Air condition cooler system, yo, the tech glisten. On a mission, shoot your back out position. Sound missing, 2-5 deep in prison. Kid listen, dying across like a Christian. So fuck you, plus your weak religion. In disguise, nowadays I cut pies. The invincible, untouchable. CNN, it's both face, written and go with ain't pen. Channel 10, we break 10, win again. Kid, you on Pluto, homo doubt just like Menudo. Far from the sun, can't feel the shit that I do. I stand in front of the judge about the lie, plus I'm high too. T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop. Me and you, you got B, I got B. T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop.
Check it, I did it for the love of cash, your honor. Trafficking, cross the barrels on a coke and the marijuana. See my persona, glitters and gold. I like them all the money getters who stack, turn quitters and fold. Cash and hydro, eyes low, look at Philippines, divide those. Regulate, Empire State, caked up, rape.
raked up 100,000, now we all laced up. Shining, designer Lex, pearl lining, the final whining, cuisine sitting masterminding. Round table climbing to the top of New York, won't stop till we get dropped on New York. Price of coke rise, Jake snatch my enterprise. A million more, rookie caps thinking they live. We survive, game tight like Virgin Appy. Fans on our back, tracing tracks, the murder pack.
2-5, we on the deadline, read the headline. Noriega blast with nine, moon fakers. Get your back blown in Jamaica. Lay you in the earth and curse you and your maker. I told you fools to stop fucking with the Machi. Arab Nazi, blow holes in your Versace. It's Wars Mega, with the arm legger legger. Been doing this since Mars 6 with Claw Mega. Gorilla, animal thugs with trife looking. Your hearts took it and got blown to Central Booking. I'm Lad Illa, organized thug killer. Now you little monkey niggas wanna play gorilla. Officially, Mussolini, pump Hemi. Insanity, temporarily, my plea. The Jakes never worry me as long as I'm free. For my niggas holding packs, nothing less than a G. Crime side of life, foul price to pay. Illegal life, trigger tripe till we old and gray. When the flesh dry up and this world decay, reach heaven in the pearly white accurate. Until then, I'ma shine to the last sin. Resurrect through the birth of my son and live again.
T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, killer cops. Me and you, you got big, I got big. T-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, killer cops. Me and you, you got big, I got big.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarrSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's J-A-V like Victor, O-N-L-U-V. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's M-I-C Masters Radio. And of course, you gotta follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. Are you okay?
Fucking salty individuals, stinging like a cut. I'm the alcohol proof of all. Put your ass to sleep. Keep groping y'all, drawing on your face like a frat party. Private pile, fat body bends with some back cardi. We smoking in the lobby. It's a hobby. Never smoking Bobby. Look at Bobby hitting home runs, kicking like karate. You'll never stop me. Fuck a spike strip. I might trip on your paper. Hold on with a tight grip. I'm psychic. Watch your side chick. You've been demoted to a side. She's riding my dick, apparently you like it. Apparently you're blinded, constantly reminded of the doctor making the house calls. You lost one behind it.
We give zero fucks. 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 We give zero fucks.
On my Cypress Hill, coming down the metaphoric spitter. Butterball so good, I heard the word with my turkey givers. My fastball, forkball, got the Dodgers interested in my spitter. The right hand that got you up at bat with a huggy pamper. Perf Amber, name your high heel dancer. I'm looking for publicity with the cannons. No need for a selfie in the camera. The fucking McLaren is orange mandarin. The ladies blowing my dick like the wind. My trend is to pull up on their ass and fend the bin. Get cozy with Khloe Kardashian intimate. Any motherfucker you think can rap, send them in. Let them cook chicken. Take a ticket for an ass whooping. The Nets want me to play in Brooklyn. Keep the hottest bitch looking with a thong of a booty cooking. The rookies on my shit like drugs and hooked in. I keep the queen pussy dishing. Combat boots stepping on men and grown women. Niggas working in factories for me, refrigerator pulling. Reliable workers you never heard of. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't, motherfucker?
We give zero fucks. We give zero fucks.
Zero fucks.
We give zero fucks. We give zero.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on WCNN.com. And y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do. Check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can...
The coming of the new overlord. I be the boy within the man, so why try? I never needed comp, I never wanted comp. I feels I exceeded the skills needed. I'm rough with the stuff enough buffing got, but they not the shot. I got the proof, aloof type fella, hell of a guy. I love myself and my heart. Roglyphics and events essential. Yo, even if it don't mean shit, I'ma convince you. Notice the array of the pain, but I gain. No pain, no gain, no brain, no sane thoughts will be maintained. So I keep my head on. Can't be fucking with that Buddha too often. I'm new to that, but I'm true to that. Due to Mac policies, I need to know if I know. This is me, oh my, oh my. Me, oh my, oh. Me, oh my, oh. Me, oh my, oh. Shy bro, strictly getting ends, hitting stands along with men who set trends. I base my reasoning upon casual, have enough seasoning. And plus I please a queen when I choose to, never can decide which one to give juice to. I'm always with a dip on the trip, and if baby wanna flip, she can skip. Similar to rappers, so I apply the proper poetry used to pierce plain prose promptly with my prowess. I live a life of madness, but still I feel that I will never forget who my pal is. So now you need to learn, I know like I know. The info is in me, oh my, oh why.
Thank y'all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com.